MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 23, 2025. Trump cannot tie grants to ICE aid, and thousands watched the British take Bunker Hill again. Partly cloudy, mid-80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:53 a.m. and 10:06 p.m. Christian Wade writes, the Trump administration cannot withhold billions of dollars in transportation grant funding from Democrat-led states, refusing to cooperate with immigration crackdowns, according to a federal judge. U.S. District Court Judge John J. McConnell, Jr., in Rhode Island, granted a preliminary injunction late Thursday in the case filed by Massachusetts and 19 other states who sued over the United States Department of Transportation's directive blocking federal grants to states with sanctuary policies that limit cooperation with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement deportation operations. Ethan Foreman reports an estimated 20,000 spectators witnessed history come to life during the 250th Battle of Bunker Hill reenactment at the sprawling Stage Fort Park area in Gloucester over the weekend, with events taking place both on land and at sea. There were few incidents involving the crowd or traffic, according to Police Incident Commander Lieutenant Jeremiah Nicastro. Nicastro estimated about 11,000 to 12,000 people attended Saturday and about 8,000 visited America's oldest seaport on Sunday. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, elected Salem officials are now backing away from a proposed ban on religious organizations renting school facilities, following the threat of legal action from a religious liberty organization if the school committee were to approve the prohibition. The Massachusetts Liberty Legal Center, in a letter to the school committee, said the prohibition would be a clear violation of the First Amendment. The school committee's policy subcommittee voted on Friday to remove language from the proposed policy that would have allowed the ban on leases or rentals. Dave Rogers of the Newburyport Daily News reports the Newburyport City Council on Wednesday approved Mayor Sean Reardon's fiscal 2026 budget, but not before making some cuts and spending hours discussing it. The council cut more than $421,000 from Reardon's proposed $90.1 million budget, leaving a grand total of $89.7 million. The approved budget reflects a 3.1% increase in the fiscal 2025 budget of $87,015,094. And on Ipswich Online, the report is the Essex Agricultural Society, the organization that runs the Topsfield Fair, has announced $80,000 in scholarships to students graduating from 19 area high schools. 27 students received a $1,000 scholarship, while 6 students received $1,000 scholarships for each of their 4 years in college. Recipients include students from Gloucester, Groveland, Ipswich, Newburyport, Topsfield, and West Newbury. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Harry Agenis All-Star Classics are underway, with games Sunday featuring baseball, softball, soccer, field hockey, and lacrosse. Tonight, the All-Star Basketball games will be played at Lynn Classical High School. The boys' game tips off at 5:30, and the girls' game will begin at 7. Yesterday, the Agenis Foundation handed out several awards, including the Dr. Elmo F. Benedetto Athletics Award, given to Marblehead High School coach Mike Giardi. Giardi is the school's head basketball and baseball coach, as well as the football team's offensive coordinator. Red Sox lost to the Giants 9-5 on Sunday, and the Red Sox trip continues tonight in Los Angeles against the Angels. On behalf of our director and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.